Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality gate. Let's love.
In the words of Nicole's mother, why Nicole? This is some shade. Boy. There are very pretty women, I'm sure, in his... And my daughter, you know, she's quite pretty. Mm. But I just got to know there's prettier women in Morocco.
Yeah.
I know. But look at him. Look at his body. She says everything, but hashtag mismatch.
Her Lifetime movie wouldn't be Not Without My Daughter. It's like, why the fuck my daughter?
Why the fuck would I care? Why the fuck do you want to date my daughter?
Exactly.
That's her movie. Yeah. Y'all, I'm looking forward. Good. I'm looking forward to seeing her mother, Robbie, which did you say was named after Robert E. Lee? Or
no,
did someone tell us
someone
that?
Someone in the squad, but that makes sense.
Wow. Robbie. Wow.
Y'all do your research on Robert E. Lee. He did not want to be memorialized if you read his letters.
That is true.
He did not want a statue of himself or anything.
Her father kind of looks like Mickey Rooney.
He does. He does. But kind of like weird Mickey Rooney, like in Pete's Dragon, who looks crazy playing
and
drunk.
Like a weird dyed red hair, but it's not a natural color.
Thank you.
No, I wasn't saying that yours is. Don't worry. Yours is Clarabelle red.
Thank you. The box.
That's what the bottle said. The bottle says Clarabelle for clowns who want to look good.
It's true. And then it says natural, written in script.
Natural.
In the front. So I say it's natural, everybody.
If that's natural, so is Anfisa's body.
If y'all...
This is classless. This reality is classless. Of season 90 Day Fiancé, season 4, episode 2. You say goodbye, and I say hello.
Hello. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
If Anfisa gotten, I bet she doesn't swim in the ocean because salt water would dissolve half of her body.
She's, those lips too, man. Oh. Boy. I mean, get the surgery if you want. Know when to push away from the doctor's table, though. Know when to take a step back.
And y'all, I'm doing really good. We're usually pretty good at not looking at spoilers. I don't know what she looks like now. I haven't seen
everything. Everything is like filtered to high heaven.
Is it totally? Is it like you can't recognize her? Like, we're not going to recognize Larissa when we watch OG Larissa.
No, 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 no. She looks completely different now.
I'm going to know.
So, do we have an announcement or do you just want to get into this?
Let's get into it.
Raw dog it.
Raw dog it. I'm already sounding like baby girl Lisa tonight anyway because I was networking last night.
You've been talking and not supporting your breath like I've been yelling at you to do.
I've been drinking. And talking, and then talking through a mask, you know, I don't get any grace from you.
I am giving you grace. No, I'm not. I'm giving you grace. I'm just telling you how to improve it, and you aren't taking my advice.
I'm trying.
Okay.
Well, we're going to see when we do live shows and you go out and drink with three husbands of people's wives from the show.
Remember, y'all, it ain't cheating if it's with Poodle.
It's true.
You bring your husband.
We'll see how you sound the next morning.
Oh, it's going to be bad. Yeah, I don't do well after having a night with three husbands.
Boy.
All right, let's talk about Nicole and Azin.
So, after the shade from her parents, they're taking them. She's like, I just can't wait to hug him. Again, we've restated
him. Oh, my gosh.
She's real dumb. They need evidence of the relationship. So she's going to go over there for 5 weeks, and they're going to take lots of Kodak rolls of film.
Yep.
And
pictures.
Yeah.
Being together. And she's like, oh, my gosh, I've got to drop my daughter off for 5 weeks.
Ooh.
Bye. And I wrote, this is not appropriate.
Especially giving her to your older sister. It does. It feels like something in the 1880s that you're like, I'm going to leave my daughter with my sister after when I get treated for green sickness in Italy.
Like Anne of Green Gables when they put her with.
It's something that it does seem rather, 5 weeks seems like a very long time.
And her poor she has a cute little girl. That is a cute, cute kid.
She says when she wanted something, she went, peas. That's what my youngest nephew would do in the face. They went, peas.
We'll see how she is now after dealing with all this.
A nightmare. So she's FaceTiming him in the car, and she's like trying to get her angles right, y'all.
I just want to say her sister, this family is brutal. Her sister Ashley says, there is a chance that this could have a lasting effect on our daughter.
This is the amount of shade. I'm here for it. They're
brutal.
You know what? I think she's made so many stupid decisions that they're just like, by now, I think they're kind of hands off. The mom cried a little bit, but you can see even the dad is totally checked out. Mom is kind of in with it, but even mom is telling herself, well, if she gets beheaded and never comes back, well, we tried. You know,
they're on a hope and a prayer with this one. Yeah.
So they are, we get to Azan and, his body's ridiculous. And he calls her Nicole, like Nicole, because it sounds that way in his accent. Mm-hmm. So I keep saying Nicole.
So they're on the phone. He's like, hey. And Rob Lee's like, take good care of my baby. And then, y'all, she is almost like Darcy, even worse. She's just white knuckling that steering wheel. She's just thinking, how the hell did I get into this situation? I fucked her father on prom night, and now I'm here.
And she does say, I wish Nicole was more realistic. I wish she was. But God, I love her. But boy, she is the bane of my existence, man.
Y'all, I mean, I bet she should have wanted to say, I wish she's just takeout more realistic.
No. But, yeah.
Like, what do you think? I feel like Nicole would be someone who's always starting a new business. What kind of businesses do you think Nicole would start? Failed businesses?
A plant nursery but you put googly eyes on them. So they're like plant pets. Can't you see it, y'all?
Perfect.
She's like, yeah, but it's a plant. And it's a pet. But she'd just buy a bunch of ferns, and you can't glue the eyes on them.
keep falling off.
Have somebody. So, it's a plant pet.
And the names are terrible. They're like Fern, Fernie McDuffison. It's all just the same.
Fern.
Yes. Yeah. La Fern.
Yes.
Third, just, the third.
Just plants with googly eyes. Wow. And they just keep falling off. And people return them like, the googly eyes fell off. And she's like, I don't understand why they won't stick on.
Wow.
That one definitely was success. I guarantee you she did MLMs for a while. I think her actual job for a while.
She has tried to sell you Plexus.
Yeah.
For sure.
I think her actual job for a while, I think she still is a Starbucks barista.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Good for her. That's a good job, and they work hard. Great benefits.
But I'm saying, I don't think she could do her own business. I don't think she has the emotional capability.
I don't think so.
She needs
to stay at Starbucks forever.
You know what she needs to do? She needed to do, unfortunately, she needed to never leave her backyard. She never should have gone to Texas. Unfortunately, she's got the combination of thinking she could be other places with big Disney dreams and a very limited emotional and intellectual intelligence. She's got that combination, and that's a sad combination.
Y'all, she's dumb. She's really dumb. Like, I'm scared for her.
I know, me too. So are her parents.
Like,
also, she's pretty much universally reviled in the 90 Day universe.
I don't know about that. I don't know what people really think about her. I like to make my own opinions.
I know. I'm just saying what I know from the barometer. So, y'all, he can't wait for Nickel to come. Mm-hmm. His friend Hamza is coming as well. And he's like, I just hope that she is like I'm thinking of her. I hope that she's cute. And I can see is, I think he's seen mostly your face, honey.
I want to see the picture she sent him. Is this
I guarantee it's filtered.
Is this some Rebecca and Zied shit?
Mm-hmm. But I think Zied is a much better person than Azan.
Oh, God, though. Remember when Rebecca got off that plane and
her face was on that shirt. Oh. Just absolute lunacy. Now, she is wearing a Tiffany shirt with the shoulders out.
Yes, she is.
I will also say, y'all, and you know this, tiny horizontal stripes are not your friends.
No.
Especially if it's white. I mean, come on.
No.
Know that. Vertical stripes, yes, but still. Dark colors are very forgiving. You'll notice that I wear that when I'm outside.
Yeah.
I love dark colors.
You notice that. Mm-hmm. Me too.
Anyway, so they see each other. She runs to him, completely comes apart Danielle style.
Yeah, like, ooh.
And y'all, his face number one, he's smiling, but some of the light goes out of his eyes.
Yeah, it's like
kind of like your father's your mother's ex-husband. Just he dies a little bit.
It is a little bit like, y'all, it's like
something that was there, an expectation, isn't there again a second later.
It's like when you eat day-old Cinnabon. You're really excited that it's Cinnabon, but it does have that day-old taste, and you're sad.
And you know it's never going never going to be the same.
And you wish you just would have gone the day before or waited. Yep.
No, you're right. So he says, I'm happy to see you. She's pretty. And Hamza says, she's pretty and cute. And he says, I
believe that they will go far and make it.
And she says, I see all of her body and she's a little bit big.
A little bit big.
Or she's big a little bit.
Yes. They will be fine. They will be happy. Hamza shouldn't go into psychic readings.
Or try to sell someone a used car.
No.
And y'all, we're getting a tour of Morocco. She's like, oh, what are those? And I'm like, obviously you've never had animal crackers.
Yeah, like
that's a fucking camel.
And you know she's had animal crackers.
You moron. I screamed out loud and said, did you have those books when you were growing up to identify C is for camel? She's like, cow? Is that a cow with the hump? What is that?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, a camel. Yeah. Like, have you never seen Indiana Jones?
I know.
You know what? Dora the Explorer.
I think she's extremely sheltered, too. But that's not enough to. I'm going to say something that's the most damning about her. She has absolutely no curiosity about life.
She doesn't.
Zero. And she's going to Morocco because she's excited to go, but she's not really that. She'd never go.
She doesn't care about Morocco. She just cares about him.
Yeah.
That's my least, kind of my least favorite people, of people that don't have curiosity.
No curiosity about life. I have no tolerance for them.
It's not even it's just, I don't know what to. Why are you here?
Yeah, I don't have a lot to talk about with them.
Y'all, if you don't, that's why I do love JVN's podcast, Getting Curious. And y'all, if you're not curious about something in your life, find something to be curious about.
Find something to be curious about. Life's boring otherwise.
Yeah. And can you imagine some woman just raised her head and she said, Johnny, I'm going to go be with a woman. I'm going to be curious. Bye.
Good for you.
I listen to my gaze.
Good for you, Rosalind.
You do that,
get out there. Johnny should let you live. Johnny should let you follow your arrow.
Yes. You go find that wife and y'all start a dog sanctuary.
Or a nursery where you googly eyes.
Googly eyes.
That's hard to say. Glue googly eyes onto plants.
Y'all, Poodle's been working on a show, so he's got stuff working in his head.
There is a lot going on in my brain.
Hopefully he's going to have somebody work on somebody else later. I'm flying home. I won't take it.
That's all I have about that disaster. And it's going to unfold right under our eyes. I'm actually excited for the car crashes.
I'm excited too. Y'all, I have a new goal in life. When I grow older, I want to be Marianne. I want to be a classy, beautiful redhead that wears high-waisted Katharine Hepburn pants and a buttoned-up banana Ann Taylor shirt to the airport.
I am in love with her sleeves that are like kind of like her airplane wing sleeves.
Yes, and she wears that like fake fur thing. Like,
I'm in love with her. She's a treasure.
Marianne is that type of woman that I kind of always wanted to be as a kid. I used to take a couple of my mom's clip-on earrings to do this, but I loved it in the 80s when women used to take off their earrings and answer a phone. Remember that?
I do.
I loved it.
Sometimes I wonder how you made it through childhood.
Oh, y'all, one of these days, I'm going to play a female character, and she's going to take off her earrings when she answers the phone. Always. Always.
My mother never wore really dangly earrings.
Oh.
She was like, get them stuck in my hair.
That's going to be Marianne. Or that is Marianne, y'all.
I love her.
I just love it.
Oh. I love her.
Taking off that ear, answering an important call. Love it. Sorry. I just went to a place.
I can see you finding out if your mother had clip-on earrings and trying to put them on and then taking them off to answer the phone.
Oh, yeah, she did. They were like blue and gold, and they had like – it was when remember when King Tut happened in like the 80s?
Yeah.
And so everybody started appropriating Egyptian things.
Yeah.
So it was like an Egyptian scarab. It was like blue and gold stripes. I remember
– why were they clip-ons, though?
Just because she liked the earrings.
Oh.
And her ears were pierced, but they were clip-ons. And she didn't wear them a lot because she said they hurt her ears.
Because they're so dangly.
Then one day she couldn't find them anymore. I don't know what happened to that.
And you threw them in a field.
No, I kept those in my little, now I look back on it, in my little, my
hope
gay
chest.
Box. My gay box, my hope chest in my closet.
What else was in there? Probably lipstick.
I had a couple of my mom's lipsticks.
Oh,
I had some journals. I had a bottle of cologne and a bottle of some perfume my mom wore.
I'm glad all it was related to her, not
a little
Freud
bit
at all.
Yeah, a little bit of it had a little bit of Red Door.
Elizabeth Arden. We need to move on because I'm uncomfortable, and I think most of our listeners are. I'm sorry, everyone, that you had to endure that shame. That was hard for me to get through. Need a shower after that. So let's talk about Matt and Alla, please.
Yeah,
something heterosexual. I gotta go somewhere.
Okay. So yeah,
she's coming tomorrow, yeah. and so Marianne is meeting them at the airport. Marianne's coming over, and yes. She said, "Well, son, remember that Max and she have been sharing the same space for a long time, and what are you going to do about your intimate, sexy time?"
She said, and also, again, I related to this. She's like, "What's a little boy's favorite possession? His mommy."
I think we have a little bit of insight on how Matt was raised.
Y'all, it's just 2 p.m. and they're just drinking champagne with a salad from Chick-fil-A or wherever they got.
I didn't see it. Did you see salad? Maybe they ate the salad earlier. I just saw a whole chicken with no sides.
I guess. I don't know what they got, but they're just having champagne.
Just champagne and a rotisserie chicken. That's lunch.
And mom talks about, almost kind of like talking about love language, but not. She's like, "How do you want to be with her? What do you want to hear from her? What does she want to hear?"
She read the knockoff love language book.
Yeah. Uh huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Men are from Pittsburgh, and women are from Detroit. Guy, he couldn't imagine space. But anyway, Matt says, "Like, well, I like to be told I love you all the time." Alla doesn't show her emotions.
Yeah, that's why you're – look at your three marriages.
Y'all, if you're needy and you need someone to love you up all the time, don't marry someone from an Eastern European country. Yeah. Yeah. No one
from
Eastern
Europe. Get a golden retriever. They'll never get off of you.
Yes. Russia, Ukraine, Czech Republic. They're not going to be needy with you.
No, they're not going to be. That's true. Yeah. It is a strange choice, it seems like. Although I will say, she's a lot warmer than a lot of other Ukrainians that we've come across. She's not cuckoo like Natalie, and she's not cold like Yara.
No, she's definitely there for the right reasons. I don't think she attended Olga Podolskaya's school.
No, she probably couldn't get in. They critiqued her eyebrows too much. And she left crying.
Well, I was going to say they heard a heartbeat.
That too. So they are, he's basically saying, he's kind of in his own dream world. It's like, today I'm going to get a spouse and a son. So Marianne and his niece, Stephanie, are at the airport. And she shows up. She's got a matching fur like Marianne, y'all.
She does. And so Stephanie doesn't really say anything, but whatever.
No.
I think she's just that woman's blonde hair. Bless her heart.
I know. It's something.
I think she dyed her hair and she's just still shell-shocked and she can't speak. Something's going on there. Anyway, so y'all, Alla shows up with Max and she's like, "Hello, I'm Alla. I'm 30. And they're hugging each other. And then Marianne goes up to her and she says, "We are so honored and blessed to have
that.
You in our family."
That's a great, y'all. If someone gets a 90-day fiance, if your kid gets a 90-day fiance, use that script. That is a great thing to say. We're honored and we're blessed by you.
Do you think Rob Lee's going to say that?
Never. No.
Okay.
I don't think we're ever going to see. I can't imagine Erzan coming back into this country. I don't know. Maybe he does.
Does he
maybe
make it over? I don't know.
I don't know. I mean,
this is technically called 90 Day Fiance. So technically he should be coming over.
You know, I bet he does then, because I think they are on Happily Ever After.
Yeah, this is
they?
Not, I think so. I don't know. This is not before the, you know, this is not before the, or the other way.
That's true. Or before the 90.
Yeah. So, anyway, y'all. And so they hug. Mac feels good. And then because who cares if she's overwhelmed? Let's have a huge family party.
What? Who doesn't want every member of your extended family and
with
preferably church peoples?
Yes.
What the fuck are those name tags?
Well, they want to help her. But
no, it's too much, though.
I was with Max. I'm like, put me down and I'm just going to go drink champagne out of people's glasses.
So they are, And I wrote down, again, this is a lot for your first day. There's the Father Weegis is or the priest is saying a Father Weegis prayer.
Yes, bless I said that Lord, prayer.
This gift that you're about to receive.
To Christ thy body, amen.
And Grandma, the Mimi's got her twinkling lights on.
That's going to be me.
He's basically saying, and Allah said, Matt just starts saying, well, when I went up, there's this, there must be in Matt's family, and because he feels like he has to prove something, I guess he thinks three marriages, three failures. So he's having to prove to his whole extended family, that's why they're there, that this one is right. And and so he's saying, yeah, we met before I was divorced, but now, then I went over to Ukraine again, and now this one's going to work. And she's like, this is not something that should be talked about in front of these people.
No, she's right. I think a lot of it probably, too, could be potentially is, y'all, you have to be pretty religious if the priest is coming over to your house mm-hmm. to welcome someone. So in the prayer, they said they might be Episcopalian, but that prayer they said, we said that growing up Catholic. So I think they're either Catholic and if they're Catholic, divorce is not looked at. If people are religious, it's a big. So maybe that I'm wondering if he feels kind of divorce shame.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. He brings up his three failed marriages before.
Yeah. A lot. He feels like this is going to be the redemption. I hope it is.
I think he's got love addiction problems with
yeah,
because he kind of says it. You hear him say, I need to hear it all the time. Yeah. I need, and he seems pretty needy. So I think things are going to come down the pike that she might not expect from him. Yeah. I have a feeling she'll be the more normal one.
I love Marianne, season. But I think she messed that one up.
Yep. Chantal and Pedro.
Pedro, ooh. Ooh. God bless.
He is so fucking hot.
He really is. Now, so y'all, today is the second time she's wearing the same outfit. She's wearing
with
that
the
corset,
same ballet flats.
The same fucking ballet flats.
Y'all came at us about the ballet flats. We never had a problem with ballet flats as an item of clothing.
No, they I still stand really by what cute. We said. With this outfit, it's the with flats the outfit. Don't work.
Yeah.
Makes no sense.
Yeah. So we're not coming. Wear your ballet flats.
I love don't a good wear, ballet flat.
Don't wear them with something that looks like this when you're trying to dress in a sexy way or formal. It's just
I
not going to do
you
it.
A pair of ballet flats you wore in Cabaret.
Yeah, because I couldn't wear heels. Clunked around like a Clydesdale.
But remember those red flats? You loved them.
If I was a woman, I would only wear flats. Possibly a kitten heel ever.
Yeah, I think probably flats.
Yeah. If I was a woman, I could never be a sexy woman. Nope. I could only kind of vamp around like Carol Burnett.
Poodle in heels looks like a boar on his hind leg.
Just paws up. Yeah. Yeah, I don't look, I kind of just fumble around. I'm not good at that.
That's okay.
I'm like an exaggerated version of a woman.
But
like Jessica Rabbit.
That's okay. When you wear a woman's blouse, you look gorgeous and svelte, and I look like a linebacker.
You do.
In a Kato shirt.
Yep, you do.
Got a broad chest, y'all. It's just a barrel chest.
Looks like that that hair monster on Bugs Bunny.
Yeah. That's why I always wear heels. I'm like Kathy from Smothered, y'all. Yeah. That literally, I wear her outfits.
And I show off my shoulders.
Yeah.
Creamy.
God, we really shoulders. Are. We really are opposites in every way.
Yep, it's good that way. It's better that way.
It's better that way. So, y'all, so she goes and picks him up. She screams. She sees him. We get the, I'm Pedro. I'm 24. And he tells her, it's the airplane's fault, not mine.
They make out, y'all. He's a good kisser. He gives her tongue right in the airport, in front of cameras.
I'm surprised if he was you would bend over and spread your ass cheeks.
Yeah, I would
say do it now.
But I'm not classy.
No, I want to say this. He is a brave man because, y'all, he knows hardly a lick of English.
Yeah. It is. I think they're both a little, you say brave. I think they're both a little young, dumb, and full of cum.
I think a lot of that.
A little naive. Yeah. I think they're very young. She's very young.
Would you have done that?
I think her family is going to give them a reality check.
Richelle, would you, when you were young, would you have moved to a place where you didn't know the language at all?
100%. Yep.
When you were 24?
If I would have not been in school, probably. But I did immersion programs. Like I've lived, but I knew a little bit of the language. But you'll be amazed at how quickly when you don't know a language and you're thrown into immersion when everyone speaks that language, you'll be speaking that language in like a month. You have to be young though. If you're old like us, no, you're fucked.
Our brains don't work.
Don't have the same retention level. Nope. Yeah.
Wow.
If you're 65 like you are.
Wow.
It's harder for you.
You can't even fly anymore at 80.
So y'all, they make it. He says, "I'm her slave. I'm so excited to be here." They're going into her. One of the things that sets her back is she has super unrealistic expectations of their life together.
Boy.
And that's her probably fatal flaw. And guess what? She's going to get it from her parents because we're going to see them.
Yeah.
She blindfolds him because this is for him to make a big, big show about it.
This is sweet, but yeah. This was cute, though. It was a little bit like two sparrows in a hurricane because they're going, y'all, this isn't a very nice apartment. It's just a fine.
No, there's a lot of white. We know how I feel about white decor.
But what's interesting, it's not nice to us, but for him.
I'm sure it's really nice. No, I'm saying.
He's excited about the hot water. He's like, there's a dishwasher.
Consistent power.
So he's coming from a very different experience.
Right. So later, you guys, we are meeting her best girlfriends and to make sure they're all on board. And just when Gigi gets there, I'm like, oh, this could be okay. And she's the only one who knows they're engaged. And I'm like, oh, okay. And she's like, I've also invited Jessica. She's like, she wasn't really accepting in the first place. I'm like, thank God the producers called her.
Thank God. Gigi's like, why'd you invite her? Well, I just thought, I don't know. Like,
do you have any people who are straight up racist possibly in your circle?
Gigi is too nice and normal.
Yeah. So we entered Jessica. And she's like, Jessica was very skeptical of my relationship with Pedro. And Jessica walks in and I'm like, oh yeah, she's going to be great.
Someone with that severe of eyebrows is going to fuck things up.
So she's like, this is the shadiest thing possible. It's like, oh, so your first flight, 10 hours. Oh God. All for Chantel. We love her. She's such a good girl. She is such a good girl.
But really, her? 10 hours?
Her?
Really?
10 hours?
Did you have a layover? Like, wow.
And I've got to say that everything seems really fast to me, even though no one asked me. Mm-hmm. And it seemed all really rushed. And I feel like I can talk about your relationship and keep your names in my mouth just because mm-hmm. I kind of know you both.
Are you both in school? Are you even going to school? Are you smart enough for school? Can you do school?
Oh, my God. Shit. Boy, the cojones on this woman.
This is a very different season of 90 Day Fiancé because, y'all, now this would totally erupt into a fight. Instead, Gigi just says so politely, excuse me, I do want to mention, I don't mean to be rude, but you weren't supportive of him being here. So I'm surprised you're here. And I think you should support a friend no matter what. You know, just a point of view. This would have been a whole fight on 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh, yeah.
Like explosive.
Cake throwing. Yes. Champagne throwing.
Yeah.
Yeah. The current version, yeah.
The current version, yeah.
And then we get a little bit of Jessica saying, yeah, I was concerned you were just using her for a green card. Just to his face, that's the green card line we throw out from
every time.
There has to be one relative or friend who says that line. And he was like, I feel really bad. That really hurt my feelings. And she even says, I feel even worse because Pedro is the one who's having to deal with this, and everyone's attacking him, even though I came up with the lie. So that lie, man, she's living in the future, and she's writing checks her ass can't cash.
Well,
and it's going to be interesting to what happens.
I think she's trying to please everybody.
Yep. I don't know. Maybe she sets those standards for herself. I think we're going to look to mother and father.
Look at her mother. I know. Come on.
We're gonna get to know Karen a lot.
Do you know what it's like to feel like you're never getting your mother's approval? Oh, wait. You do.
Yeah. Yeah. The answer is yes.
Yeah. Let's just do it. Let's just do it, y'all. Wow.
I am Anfisa. I am 20 years old from Moscow, Russia.
She's crazy. I mean, she's just so crazy.
That's y'all, the only thing he can say, because anything else, she will actually straight up choke him.
If you keep saying, y'all, if you're with somebody like, wow, they always do crazy things. Y'all, they're crazy. You need to break up with them.
When you're she's just crazy.
She's crazy.
You know how I like those crazy girls. Mm-hmm. You know, like when they carve their name into my chest.
Uh-huh, yeah. hey, Bobby, what you doing? A discount tire again. Slash my tires again. She's crazy. Give me that deal, Rob.
It's also kind of minimizing because we all laugh about it because there's like, oh, you know, my girlfriend, she's crazy. And
we say that about
women all the time. Yep.
And we just use women, but, you know, men are, hello.
But it's what I think we use that for women as a placeholder for things like vindictive, dangerous.
And I think you're right. Jorge's using that word instead of the real words because he doesn't want to feel the real words or even acknowledge them.
Exactly.
Then it ruins his fantasy also makes him look at not being unlovable.
Right. And
We did, and for
the word crazy is so overused for men, heterosexual men to describe their girlfriends or spouses.
Yeah,
and that's because maybe all of a sudden the woman has a different version of what she thinks. So immediately the man says, "Well, she's just crazy about things," because that's easier than saying we have a communication issue, or she's jealous. Even that. It's easier to other her and say she's crazy.
Yeah.
And unless it's someone who actually is kind of dangerous, like Anfisa.
Mama, he's crazy.
So remember, you guys, this is right after she's erased his phone because she has all that, which is a move I need to figure out.
First thing he says, he's like, yeah, I haven't really been able to get a hold of her. It's been about a week. He does say, you said you thought he was getting her a purse and $10,000. No, she wanted a $10,000 purse.
Bag. That was what it was.
And so he said, but yeah, it's, we got into a heated article, you know, and so he decides that he's going to go and give her a call and kind of see what's up with her. And she, go ahead. I'm getting a drink. Need a drink of water. My throat hurts.
She straight up erases his phone, y'all, and changes his email. It's pretty masterful. I mean, well, this is Olga Pudelskaya curriculum at work.
So, y'all,
I'm pretty amazed.
This is the first of the episode. So you're thinking, okay, this is going to go pretty badly.
She also cancels his plane ticket, by the way.
Yeah, cancels. So she also locks him out of his email. So you're thinking, okay.
And he's just like, oh, well, you know, what are you going to do?
He's never going to see her again. That's kind of what you're thinking.
Just laughing it off.
Well, then he goes and he calls her. He finally gets his phone working. I don't know how. And he calls her.
Yes.
And I love that he calls her and she just says, hi.
Like, I didn't just erase your phone.
Yeah, and y'all, he's like, what's going on?
That is Olga Pudelskaya rule number one. Never apologize.
Never. And he's like, what's going on? And she says, I have nothing to say. You ignored me. Ignore me.
You're annoying me right now.
You're annoying me. And he's like, well, you were kind of a brat last week. Is it, you know, you didn't really kind of
act.
You
want to apologize. Yeah.
You want to apologize.
For what? For what I apologize? For what? Maybe my phone.
Maybe for my changing my phone number. Maybe for changing my email. And she
says, if you have a problem with that, go find a new girlfriend.
And he goes, wow. And she said, I don't care. And she hangs up the phone.
Y'all, this is, I've talked about this before. This is the kink of kind of having women who treat you like garbage. Mm-hmm. That's George, unfortunately.
That's George.
So, I keep calling him Jorge.
I did too earlier.
Yeah.
That's George. And so I'm thinking, okay, well, this will be done. And then commercial. And then we get to George saying, so it's been a week since Anfisa hung up on me. She just called and told me that she's going to be here tomorrow.
Y'all, this is straight up living in a dictatorship. You don't know what day is night, mm-hmm. or you don't know when someone's coming in. That makes them very pliable to suggestion.
And y'all,
it's kind of genius.
You know why she's getting here? Because she knows he's going to see her body.
Mm-hmm.
She'll do some sexy stuff with him. And guess what? She'll get a purse.
She's going to get her purse. Yep.
Yep.
So then she says to him, basically, after they see each other again, there's a lot of her there that's probably not normally on her body, that she wasn't born with.
Mm-mm.
At 20.
He said, I bought a new car because I want to impress her. Y'all, we looked this up. This is like a $400,000 car.
It's
something crazy.
Very, very expensive
it's an Audi.
Car.
It's a very expensive car.
And she's like, I wanted to build suspense. And he's like, is that why you canceled my flight? She's like, yes, that's why. Of course. And all of this with the straightest face and this slight smirk.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. That's why I did it.
That's why I did it.
I mean, I and kind of like, respect it.
Oh, my God. You're crazy.
I respect that cold steel kind of I'm terrified by it, but I kind of respect it.
I kind of do, too, if I'm being honest.
If
I'm being honest,
she kisses him and she's like, yes, I saw him and it was happy tears in my eyes. Just can you imagine these in the moments and the crew saying, can you do that again and try to say it like a human?
Can you smile more? And she does it another time and actually looks sadder. And she's like, that was smile.
I would love to see the outtakes of these.
Oh, boy.
Of her just sitting there, and they're like, is that Enfys? That's it. She's like, you're wrapped, Enfys. And she's like, okay, bye.
Bye.
No, thank you. Who's giving me a ride? So they are, they're walking out to the car, and he's like, I hold this. You carry everything else. He's dragging three bags.
And then they get to the car. And her luggage won't fit into the sports car because he bought this brand. Y'all, this is one of those fancy sports cars that have no back seats.
Right.
And a very small trunk.
And he does ask her, oh, you like new car? She goes, no.
No.
Color's ugly.
And then she's like, really? You don't clean it? Because he brought stuff in the front of the car. And she's like, she's just sitting there.
On her phone.
Waiting
for him to load the car. And he's like, yeah, I got to call a taxi. She's not even listening. She's on her phone, posting on Instagram.
Yep.
Talking to her other two boyfriends.
Yep.
It's a masterclass in sugar baby behavior, y'all.
Oh.
Masterclass.
So much so that George has to hire a taxi to come get the other two bags, and they're on top of the park. I know exactly where they are. I know you are. You know,
yeah.
too.
Yep.
They're on top of the parking garage at LAX. I know there because once my car died there after a week, I was gone in the battery, and I had to get somebody up there. It was a whole thing. But
is that the fucking red car?
No, the my Camry.
Oh,
the one where I had
the had battery problems anyway.
No, it never had battery problems. I just left the light on for a week.
Oh,
well, so y'all, he kind of looks at her, and then he even looks at the camera. He's like, how do I get a taxi up here on a parking garage?"
You laugh because it's just this person is just being played for a fool to the level of. And I think if I had a little more sympathy for him, it would hurt me a little more. But part of me thinks he's not that great of a guy anyway.
I don't think he's that great of a guy. I think he's I don't think he wants a wife. I think he wants to live the lifestyle of human bitches and hoes. Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. That's the show, y'all.
That's the show,
ending on
y'all.
A fun note. There wasn't a ton that happened in this episode.
There wasn't. This is a short episode.
Yeah.
Go to realitygazepodcast.com, everybody. You can go to our Instagram at realitygazepodcast. You can find us on the Twitter, realitygazepod. You can find us, you can find Poodle on Twitch at pianocat77 in between 1 and 3 in the morning.
You won't see my face, though.
You won't see his face, though. You can find him there. Hey, we call these people Lonely Hearts, Poodle, because aren't we all just Lonely Hearts looking for love and all, but really, this group, the wrong places. Right?
Yes, and if you've ever flown 10 hours all the way, never flown before, all for Chantel? Call us.
That was shame.